Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. We had a hell of a week last week.
What happened last week?
We had Teray on our podcast, which was great, and then our podcast rocketed to the top of the charts thanks to our friends over at, I'll name this podcast later, also known as Joe Budden's Podcast.
Yeah.
They had us guest on there, and it was awesome. Shouts to Rory. Shouts to Marissa. Shouts to Joe, who was on the West Coast, who called in. People should check that out. I'll name this podcast later. But if people want to listen to our podcast, Jeff, where can they find us?
Well, our podcast has a name. We've already named it. It is called A Waste of Time with It's the Real. You can find it on SoundCloud. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it, I don't know, in the streets.
Yes. Where can they find us?
In the streets.
Yes, yes,
with
yes.
With our podcast.
But on Instagram.
Yes, we're on Instagram at It's the Real. We are on Twitter at It's the Real. We are on Snapchat at It's the Real Eric and It's the Real. And, yeah.
And generally, we're just, you know, out ya.
That we are.
So anyway, let's get into this new podcast. Who do we have on today?
Today we have Lil Uzi Vert. And we also have DJ Drama and Don Cannon who came with him, but, you know.
Anyway, Lil Uzi Vert, who's from Philly.
Yeah, but he does not sound like he's from Philly, and he...
He's up and coming. He was at Yams Day. You might have heard him with ASAP Ferg on
the DJ Carnage song, What Do You Want? And
he generally knows everybody.
Yeah, he's friends with everybody.
So we should probably get into this. When do you want to get into this?
Not now, but closer to now. Like now!
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Bustin' Melons with my hammer, a.k.a. Gallagher.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Did I Do Zan, a.k.a. Steve Perkle.
What up? It's Lil Uzi. I like Zan.
Yeah, it's a waste of time with this, the real.
What's going on, Uzi?
Got nothing, just chilling, you know.
Yo, I feel like this is like Mean Street Studio North right now. Like we got Drama Cannon up here. This is wild. But Lil Uzi Vert, what's up?
What's up, man?
What's happening?
Nothing, just chilling, you know, in New York.
So when I first heard about you, I was like a little bit confused because I know Gabe of Uzi as well.
Gabe.
And so I was like, hold up.
From LA.
Yeah. There's only one Gabe of Uzi. There's two Uzis. You're one of them.
Down with like Mike Wax and Ill Roots.
I know him.
Yeah.
Like we talking all that. We're cool.
Are you cool because you both have Uzi in your name?
I wasn't going to be cool with him at first. I was going to fight him.
Right. You can only have one.
Yeah, you only can have one. But then that was earlier, though, and I'm just straight up out the hood. Like, no, fuck that. Because I saw him. I didn't know him. Uzi. But he's cool. He's really cool, and he's good vibes, and he's very different and cool. Like, he's cool, though. And I don't know. He's just all about everything. Like, you understand, when I meet somebody, don't matter, like, whatever you want. It's just if you're all about getting your money and you're all about like doing what you got to do and all that, you're doing the same thing I'm doing, so I rock with you. Like, I mean, at the end though, I'll tell you this, it only can be one Uzi, honestly, at the end. And it could be two, don't get me wrong, but it's always going to be one that's higher than the other, and we're going to figure out how it's going to be at the end, because he makes music. And he's good. And his music is like...
And Wiz fucks with him.
And Wiz fucks with him. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely does.
You're going to make him like change his name to like O-O-Z-I-E or something.
I'm not going
to
make him change his name because... I ain't going to make him change his name because he actually was here before me. But I was already Uzi. I just was local. And he actually made a name for himself here before me. But we going
to
see.
Yo, if it matters to you, you're the first Uzi to show up on this podcast, so...
But Uzi's the homie though, for real though. Like we definitely going to get some stuff done. But you know,
are you talking in the third person? You mean like Uzi meaning you?
No, I'm actually talking about Gabe.
Is the homie?
He's the homie. Like definitely the homie. We talk about stuff like clothes and stuff. But you know, it's a competition at the end of the day.
Oh no, believe me. Like so, it's the real, right? But we used to be the real. Mm-hmm. Now the real is a women's talk show on Fox.
So
Eric and I will always get hit up being like, hey, can we get Adrian Bailon to perform at my niece's quinceañera? And we're like we cannot. Believe me, we would love to.
For a commission.
Yeah. We're all about our bread.
He's all about the bread.
Yeah, all about your bread. though, Uzi's cool. That's my guy. Hell yeah, for real.
How do you know Young Thug?
Through DJ Drama. We met at Mean Street Studios. I'm a very big fan of Young Thug. And he records at Mean Street Studios in Atlanta.
Are you doing an ad for Mean Street Studios right now?
If we could just take a second. If you're not recording at Mean Street Studios in Atlanta...
Where are you recording?
Yeah, just stop recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't record at all, honestly. But yeah, yeah, we became cool. Like, you know, he really don't be cool with people. Like, he don't rock with
I've heard one thing about Young Thug.
What's that? Yeah.
I've heard lots of things about Young Thug, what's but that? I've heard one thing, which is that he never gets off his hoverboard.
Yeah, he does. He's done with that.
Well, I mean, now maybe. Yeah, but there was a time when he would not.
Yeah, and he's like super good at it. But he yeah. That's my guy right there. We met from DJ Drama, you know, Doc, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And we vibed out in the studio, and we became cool. He liked my style and stuff. And, you know, when you just meet somebody, and, you know, it's just all our vibes, you know. People in it, rap people, you know, they don't be real. It's just like,
right.
I was just being me. So right. Just rock with me.
Did you ever have a hoverboard?
Yes, I had two of them.
Now what do you do with them if that
I
wave's got over?
Them. I didn't even keep them when I had it. Like, I had it for probably not long. Want it.
I feel like they're heavy.
Drama did, though. Drama loved it. Oh, hoverboard.
Yeah.
Oh. More than a month, Drum. Stop it. When he was done with his hoverboard, it, like, he crashed it. Like, it was crazy. He was riding it so much. Like,
well, like in like a ball of like flames?
It was crazy.
Scratches. It was fire.
Scratches.
It was fire. Now it's trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Candy could have invested in
him
and missed out on
it.
Oh, no.
I'm glad you missed out on it. Yank, you would have made bread, though. You would have made a check. But you know, it's not always about the check, man. It's about the name, man. And
yo, but
it's not good to have Don Cannon behind those hoverboards. That sounds very wet.
By the way, I feel like now's a very good time to invest in hoverboards. You want to buy low, sell high?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just that wave is going to come back.
Do you know who Justine Skye is?
Yeah, I do.
So Justine used to be on Atlantic. Not there anymore.
Okay.
But she came in when we interviewed her. It was like early hoverboard. Mm-hmm. So she got hers, and I opened up the door, like, because I heard
crashed.
The elevator. No, she went all the way down the hall, got like a running start, and like made it over like the door jamb right in the bottom here on her hoverboard.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, we were just like, all right.
It's insane.
Yeah.
You know what I would have did?
What?
I like got off my hoverboard, right?
Yeah.
And listen to this. You ready?
Yeah.
I would have picked it up.
Yeah.
And I would have walked over that. And ready?
Yeah.
Put it back down.
Got back on. That's a veteran move.
Yeah.
Wow.
You telling me she rolled all the way down, like rolled down the hall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like turned around just to get a start.
Sped up.
Yep.
The whole thing.
That's
all part of the experience.
Yeah, dedication. That's cool.
Yeah.
Dedication. Yeah.
That's cool, man. That her brain even works that way. That's fire. She's like different then.
She is different. Cool. Purple unicorn. Yeah.
She's thinking three steps ahead. Three wheels ahead.
Yeah.
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 How do you link up with the ASAP Mob in the first place?
ASAP Yams. ASAP Yams was like the first person I ever talked to from ASAP. I never talked to nobody else from ASAP. He hit me up on Twitter and told me my music was fire like a long time ago when I still was just getting them like 2,000 views and stuff. He been hit me up. Same time Ken hit me up. And we were just cool. Like we would talk about regular stuff, laugh. Mm-hmm. Then after that I met ASAP Amp. He reached out on Twitter. And we became real cool. That's my man to this day. Like, that's my man. Like, forever, he's cool. Then I met Ferg because of What You Want. Carnage put it together. We became really cool. Like, me and Ferg talk every day. Then I start meeting everybody. It just, you know, once you meet a couple and I just stayed at, like, yeah, like, I'll come out here, stay with, like, Bari, stay with, yeah, I didn't, all that. So, yeah.
The first time we met all of them,
yeah.
We were working for MTV doing these, like, absurdist interviews, mm-hmm. right? And so we were at 1515 Broadway, mm-hmm. the MTV headquarters, and it was just supposed to be a Rocky interview. And this is, mm-hmm. like, right after Peso dropped, right?
Yeah, this is early 2012.
And so Rocky came through, but he was like, I'm not going to do the interview. He told the people. He's like, I'm not going to do it unless 12E and Yams can get on, too.
Yeah.
And so we're like, all right, fine with us. So they just, like, opened the camera up to do a wide angle, brought them in.
Supposed to do it.
And Yams walks in. He's like, oh, shit, you guys. He was just like, I fuck with your Max B video because we had done this thing.
He
where
know everything.
Was he knows everything.
He know everything. It was just weird to me because I didn't think Yams would know, like he knows stuff like a geek. Like, he just knows it. Like, and I just didn't know he did. Like, when he was talking to me, he'd just be telling me stuff. And I'm like, you're not even here in Philly. Like, how do you know that? Like, it just was weird to me. Yeah, but he was, like, definitely ahead of his time.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely going way too soon.
Absolutely.
Definitely was supposed to be, like, very rich. Like, super-duper rich.
Yep.
He's definitely smart.
So when Yams hit you up, that was just, like, I respect what you're doing?
Yeah, he was like, yo, you fire. Like, he just was keeping in touch, you know? I would mm-hmm. talk to him. He would be sometimes in the grocery store. Like, just random shit. Like,
yeah.
It was random. Like, oh, yeah. But yeah, he was cool. Rest in peace to ASAP Yams.
Yeah, I feel like Yams, like,
long live Yams.
One of his best qualities is that he always reached out to people, like, mm-hmm. especially, like, on the internet that he, like, didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's It's all stories
like
I hear.
You just felt like you knew him from the rip. Just the vibes. Like, you just felt like you knew him for years.
And what were your text conversations like, Jeff?
Well, so he would send me pictures of Ja Rule for, like, months. Mm-hmm. Like, but, like, the conversation still made sense somehow. It was all, like, gifts and pictures of Ja Rule, and then I would just, like, have a normal conversation with him.
He would send me pictures of trash cans.
Okay.
Being funny, like, just send me pictures of trash cans. Like, he had a trash can, like, in, like, a crowd. Like, it was, like, crowd surfing. Yeah. He's crazy.
How was last night, Yams Day?
I almost ain't get in.
Why? What happened?
And the cops is acting crazy. I almost ain't getting my own show. I was like an hour late. Outside were, in the cold.
Yeah, there were like probably like 150 people outside. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. What did the cops say to you?
I wasn't getting in.
What'd you say to them?
Nothing. I don't talk to 12.
All right. And you got in.
Yeah.
And you destroyed.
Yeah.
They brought you out a couple times.
Uh-huh. They brought me out twice.
Yes. Crazy reaction.
Yes, it was crazy.
Yo, and there were so many people there, but it kept moving.
Yeah.
Like, shouts to Lou. It really...
Definitely
it really,
shout out to Lou.
He was just, like, hanging out on the Coogee couch.
Yep. Yeah.
Down in, like, a bottle of Henny.
Uh-huh.
He was good. But there were 17 artists there. Did you know everybody? I feel like you know everybody.
It was my first time meeting a lot of people. I mean, I know the whole, like, ASAP, of course, but other guys, like... It's my first time meeting him.
Had you met French before?
Yeah, I met French in the club.
What was that like?
He told me he was like he liked my music and all that, and I got some good stuff and all that.
Yo, the crazy thing is that you can hear when people are talking to you at the club.
Yeah.
Because whenever I'm there, I'm just like nodding. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, I can't even.
Yeah,
hear.
I like to fake it.
I'll be hearing him. I usually hear him.
It's always the same conversation though. Him. It's always just like, so like, you know, what's going on?
Right?
And you're just like, yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. So last night, when you finally got into Yams Day,
yeah.
You were backstage for a little while, or were you
not
like
really
right to the stage?
Yeah, backstage for like 5 minutes.
Were you standing on stage when everyone was told to get off the stage?
Oh, I'm ASAP though.
Are you?
Yeah.
Hold on. You already have a very long name.
Yes.
Now you're adding an ASAP at the front of it?
Yes.
ASAP Lil Uzi Vert.
Yes.
Okay, sure.
That'd be tough though.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to move. Would you have moved, though?
We're not ASAP Eric and Jeff.
But we were in early. I feel like we could be ASAP if we want to.
That's, yeah.
I was texting with 12 before.
That's true.
So
that's, yeah.
Yeah.
That's enough.
So I feel like, I think I got the papers. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're ASAP. Who is a better dancer, you or Young Gleesh?
Me. But Gleesh.
Gleesh is just loud about it.
Gleesh is fire, though. Like, I was stealing his dance last night. He was on stage with me last night, but... Probably me, though.
How do you, you know, you don't sound like Philly rappers.
Like,
how
traditionally.
How do you end up, did you go to Atlanta at any point? Like, what?
I just got to Atlanta. I wasn't there at all. I never really traveled. That's for, like, you know, when you go with your mom and your family and everything to Virginia Beach or something like that.
Right. It's but like I when I go to Fairmount.
Yeah, I never really traveled. Like, I guess it's because... The whole thing, I never really wanted to be a rapper my whole life. Like, it happened.
What did you want to be?
I don't know. I used to tell my mom I wanted to be an EMT lion. I don't know.
Are you good with blood?
if you weren't, yeah, like, I feel like, a problem. Yeah.
My dad used to be an EMT, so that's why I just was saying that.
That was
so
a quick answer.
Yeah, so my mom just would be like, oh, okay, he wants to do something. But I ain't know.
But so when did this switch happen?
In high school, my friend made like a cool song in high school, and all the attention was on him.
What song was that?
He did like a "Look at Me Now" freestyle off like Chris Brown beat. Everybody was like hype over it, and I'm like, what? Like, how's y'all hype over this? Like, I was hating low key, but then we became cool, and then
so this isn't like your good friend that you were just like, yo, fuck
now
this
we're
dude.
Good friends, okay, yeah. That's like one of my, like, I don't even have a lot of friends. I don't like people like that, but like he's a great person. We became cool, and I told him I rap when I really didn't. Hey, let me hear something. And I'd be like, all right, I got you after the next period or something. And never. But then I finally did it, and it was kind of cool. Like, and just kept going.
So you're putting stuff on SoundCloud. You got your friends, like, you know,
yeah,
kind of rapping out there.
Yeah.
Then you're going to take it seriously at what point?
Now.
No, yeah, sure. But like, when do people start approaching you to say, like, hey, this could be a career for you, and maybe put those EMT sort of wishes to the side?
When I really start putting music out, and Don Cannon reached out to me and stuff.
Okay.
I really kind of got focused and putting a little bit more music out, and then the views went up. So once I see the views, that's all you think about. It's like, oh, yeah, it's going.
EMTs don't get views.
EMTCs like dead bodies.
Now you're just leaving bodies behind after you murder tracks, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Okay, so Don Cannon reaches out to you.
Yes.
And says what? How does he reach out to you, by the
Twitter.
Way? On Twitter.
I saw him on Twitter, and then, I don't know, he called me. We talked on the phone. I didn't believe it was him, but we talked.
How do you prove it was him?
I don't know. I just felt it. Then he followed the Twitter.
Okay.
Twitter. Oh, okay.
Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, that blue check.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the blue check.
Have you ever been catfished?
So, this is what happened. I had a Snapchat at first, and my Snapchat was doing well, but it wasn't, like, the same as my Instagram and stuff. And I'm like, I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. And I found out somebody had catfished my Instagram, and, like, they were getting, like, all these nudes and stuff, and girls are, like, upset, like...
People like were living off of your name?
Yeah, they had my picture and everything up there on their Snapchat. And, like, every time a girl was, like, I guess send them a nude, it would, like, because I think, like, five girls, like, wrote me on Twitter, like, yo, so you snapshotting? And I'm like, what is she talking about, like, snapshotting? Like, I'm like, what? Like, even one of them, I'm like, what? Because they all said it, like, one girl put a laughing face, like, Uzi really be Snapchat? Because, you know, on Snapchat, I guess they tell you. Like, but it was, I look, and they, like, put my page up there, and it's, like, an old-ass picture of me and shit.
Yeah,
I'm like, y'all dumb as hell.
Nah, like, I talked to, like, a bunch of girls, and they all said Uzi's a creep.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
oh,
and God. Yes, screenshotting. Who is the first, like, industry person besides Don Cannon who you meet? Was it Wiz? Was it Virgil?
I met Virgil. On my own. Met, like, Wiz and everybody from them. Like, drama. Yeah, but just being at the right place at the right time. Like, I was at the Under the Influence tour. I got invited, and that's how I met Wiz. Virgil, we did a show in Philly together. And he was headlining, and I went on right before him.
Before Ben Trill.
Yeah, and he was headlining, and I went on right before him. And he really was messing with it. Like, he saw everybody was, like, messing with me. And he never really, like, heard of me.
So, like, you've seen Ben Trill DJ.
Yeah.
Can you explain how three guys are needed to press buttons on a laptop? Because, like, I don't...
Yeah.
It usually just takes me one person.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's more of a, like, a vision thing.
Sure.
It's fire, and it is what it is, but, like, you know, it's all different. Like, just like it's all different type of rappers. There's rappers that can really rap, and there's rappers that, you know... Just can make songs. And there's other rappers that has a good voice. And there's other, like, it's, you know, mm-hmm. nobody's going to be like, because, you know, they came up in fashion.
Right,
right.
You feel me? That's fashion. But
right, they're moving DJs forward.
And exactly. And it's kind of cool in a way, because it's like they're finding different opportunities to make money and just to really give their, like, and, you know, the best way to get, like, clothes off is through music, through hip hop, all that, and
yes.
the culture, and just Virgil and Heron Preston and all of them are just putting their foot down in that, just trying to do different shit. So I rock with it. Like, I really do a lot,
totally,
and I rock with them.
Totally hear that. Totally understand that.
Yeah.
Separately though, only because we have two legends in this building,
and that's
Don Cannon and DJ Drama. What do you guys think about aux cord DJs?
An aux cord DJ, that's like when somebody's in the car and they, like, pass it over.
But when you pass the aux cord and you're doing club dates, how do you guys feel about that?
You guys are real DJs. Yeah, I come from a school where that doesn't sit right with me. That
Drama if, only I, don't like he don't like aux cord DJs because they play all the hits.
I mean,
I hate aux cord DJs. Yes.
I love them.
I hate them.
It's Virgil's not even, a DJ.
He's not an aux cord DJ.
Oh, I'm not trying to diss Virgil or nothing like that.
No, I'm not trying to diss
Virgil. He's not an aux cord DJ.
Drama wants him off white.
Yeah.
Hey, it's funny because I can hate on him. You are off white. When I see him, though, I call him aux cord DJs. I call him Big Aux, King Aux. Because I don't care. It's a competition. It's all love at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I hate aux cord DJs.
I just don't like cheaters.
This is a good time to remind everybody that Eric and I have an aux cord DJ gig coming up on February 12th.
Yeah, but we don't like take gigs, like, you know, looking to just, like, press buttons on, like, Spotify.
No, we do it through iTunes.
Yeah. Irving Plaza, February 12th.
Yeah, be there. You're friends with Steve Aoki.
Man, he's fucking rich.
Yo, right. How do you meet Steve Aoki in the first place?
The song "What Do You Want?"
Yes,
with DJ Carnage. He's a very big fan of that, and we're working on our EP right now. We're working on music, and we're about to drop a song, and it's really fire. I wouldn't lie to you. You know, everybody say their song's fire, and it's
right.
No, but this really
it's
is not, though.
Yeah, it's fire.
So you are in album mode.
I know.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm ready.
Do you have a name for the EP?
not yet. We didn't come up with a name yet. That's like last. You know, we got to get everything together. Yeah. Then we sit down and brainstorm.
How close are you?
Close. Like, we're like 80%.
Does recording in Miami or LA like change your vibes?
Yep.
So where do you prefer?
I can tell you, I never recorded in Miami.
Is that because you can't get anything done there?
Heck no, you can't get nothing done in Miami or LA.
Are you a good driver?
Yes. I drive very fast.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean that you're a good driver.
Doesn't equate.
No, I drive fast and don't crash.
Okay, so...
That's a great driver.
Sure, that seems like a lucky driver.
I was driving a Porsche in Miami. It's going like 160.
Mm-hmm. Yo, whose Porsche?
I don't know. It was like somebody's Porsche.
He just tossed you the
keys. That seems slow when the speed limit is 200, though.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, I was racing an Audi.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you
ever raced an Audi R8?
No, wait, so who was this person that you were racing?
I don't know, I was driving.
Did they know they were racing?
Yes, they started it.
Okay, how did they start
it? I was driving, and it was me and my homie D-Rich, and we were just driving. I think we were going back to our hotel, and this guy in the Audi, like, he drove up, but he saw it's a fire 911, like, it was, like, black on black, like, it was crazy, and he saw it, and he was driving, he had, like, a girl in the car and all that. And he, like, looked over and just went, like, you know, R8 sound crazy. So I just put my phone on the gas. I just was swerving around cars. I don't know. I just was, that's how I do it on game.
I'm trying to think who has, like, more Fast and Furious story, you or me who got almost punched by Tyrese.
You.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I won.
Okay, I didn't.
Yeah, so... Yeah. You.
I mean, I guess I won. I didn't get punched.
That's true.
Yeah.
We all win.
Well, then you, because that's actually Tyrese. So, yeah.
It's a good story.
Yeah. And yeah. I thought I was in Fast and Furious. You actually was with
I met Black Tie.
Yeah. Yeah.
He screamed in my face. He thought I worked for TMZ.
That's right.
For real?
Yeah.
What did he say to you?
He was like, he told me to delete the footage. Yeah.
It was a big misunderstanding.
Yeah, I had taken a photo of him in a nail salon.
You definitely do not work for TMZ.
No, I was just a big fan.
Yeah.
But apparently, anyway. Tyrese has a Benihana in his backyard.
He does?
Yeah. Yeah. It's called Gibbsihana.
Yeah. So you link up with Don Cannon, with Drama. Yeah. Then all of a sudden, you're touring on that Under the Influence tour?
I wasn't even on the Under the Influence. I only came to... two spot. I came to Scranton, PA,
mm-hmm.
and I think they came to Jersey.
Did you drive out to both those dates?
Yes.
And how'd they go?
He said something to me smart on my bus.
Hold up.
I don't know what he talking
Hold
about.
Hold up.
I walked on my bus.
He looked at me funny. Like I was.
I walked
like
on I was, my bus. It said DJ Drama, biggest shit on the side of my bus. And Lil Uzi was on my bus, and he said something crazy to me. I was like, yo, this little nigga's crazy.
What'd he say to you?
I don't remember. I think he might have dissed my pants or something.
Man, I don't know.
Vintage Uzi. Do you wear dumb pants? Yeah.
I never said that.
Were your pants big as shit?
Yeah. Drama was wearing JNCOs.
My JNCOs.
So you did those two dates...
And I just came there. I didn't even perform or nothing. I had no songs, nothing. I just came there just to meet Drama. I never met Drama before in my life. And I happened to meet Wiz. And we became cool. Like, from Wiz never listened to my music. None of that. We just vibes.
Just off, like, a style standpoint?
Just vibes, yeah. We just were cool. Just talking about stuff. Just me being like me. Like, me being real. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, this guy's cool. Like, then Wiz came to Philly and stuff. He had a show, like, in the Piazza. I came. We were, like, chilling and shit, smoking and stuff. And then
wait, Wiz was smoking?
Oh, God.
So Wiz, confusing.
So confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were smoking and stuff. And, like, I didn't even smoke. Like, I was like, Xanax, sleep, Xanax. And he hates that. Like, he hates it. Like, he kind of embarrassed me, like, in front of, like, girls and stuff.
Oh, my
Saying
God.
Saying what?
Like, young bullying me. Like, he's just like... Oh, we gonna talk about that later.
Yo,
that's who the hell is you? Like,
because he's a dad now.
Yeah,
yeah, you know? He's like, we gonna talk about that later. Yeah. And the girls are all looking like, and I'm like, I'm just start smoking it. And I didn't like smoking, but I can't live without smoking now. He's good though, like he's cool. And then his engineer and producer Ricky P and friend, he told Wiz like, yo, Lil Uzi's fire. And then Wiz heard it and he hit me up like, yo, I'm rock. Like I like your music, and he's my favorite rapper. Like he's like my
yo. You know how Lil Uzi is a product of the internet. How you know? It's because he only says fire, and Yams only sent him trash.
Right.
So it's
yeah.
It's
now we just need you to say
things.
Classic, know, and then it's the trifecta. Yeah. Okay, so the reason that we really brought you here is we wanted to talk about Marilyn Manson.
Woo! Actually, Pale Emperor is probably the best. Probably Pale Emperor is his best album to me.
Oh my God, you're talking to somebody who like does not know
you're
anything
going, oh, about. Yeah, no, no, that's why I'm over here. That's why I got, because everybody else don't know. They just asked me, but I thought you knew, like the way you said it. Like,
well, I mean, like I know.
I want to work with him so bad. I don't want.
Have
work
you
with
reached
him.
Out?
No, but I was on his tour bus and he doesn't even know it.
Why doesn't he know it?
Our tour bus broke down. On oh, the Boys of Summer tour with
gotcha.
Fall Out Boys and Wiz Khalifa.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, wait. Take us through this.
All right, so yeah. I got to go on tour with Fall Out Boys and Wiz Khalifa and DJ Drama.
Yes.
Because I made a song called What You Want, which with DJ Carnage,
yep.
Rich
yep.
the Kid, A$AP Ferg.
Yep.
And the song's doing pretty well. And
you mean
song,
at that point. Now it's doing
yeah,
very well.
Yeah. Very well, but at that yeah. point the song allowed me
you to performed it twice the Yams thing. It's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The song I got to go on tour.
But by the time you go on tour, DJ Drama's not giving you a hard time when you show up on his bus,
still
right?
Still giving me a hard
still
time.
Still giving you a hard time.
Yeah.
Is he still wearing dumb pants?
No, he's not, actually. We went.
He learned.
Yeah,
he learned.
He's wearing cool pants.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
So, Boys of Summer.
Yeah, I'm on Boys of Summer.
How long does it take before you get to know, like, Pete Wentz and Patrick?
Not
and
long, and they're cool. They're the cool.
Yeah.
Do you go, like, and you eat lunch with them or something like that?
I never ate lunch with them because, you know, I'm not really, like...
A lunch guy?
I eat, but I'll eat on my own or with... Not really like that. And plus, they're with their families.
Oh, okay.
So I really... They were, like, really, like, newborn babies on tour. Like, it was weird. Like, they really was there with their family. So I didn't really want to invade that space. But
yeah.
we
right.
definitely we definitely got our own, like, personal time. I got my own personal time with each one of them. And I got to talk to them. And they're all different from each other.
Yeah. The
drummer's insane.
He has a band called Fuck City on the side or something. Fuck City.
He did Bitches.
Yeah,
and I think he has a clothing line too. It's like
Fuck City. Yeah,
he's lit, but Pete's cool. You know, Pete's more chill. He's more. He winks at you and shit,
no,
shit
yep.
like that. Yeah, he's like cool. Like he's like the cool guy. He's exactly what you think he is. Everything, but yeah, like you know, we talked about different stuff, girls, life. You know,
we did a video with Pete. We used to do sketches back mm-hmm. in the day, right? Like mm-hmm. SNL type stuff. Mm-hmm. We did a video with Pete mm-hmm. right at the tail end, like when they first broke up. Yeah.
But they sort of broke up in front of us.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. But like we did a video with him and then didn't see him for like a year or two or whatever, and then ended up doing a podcast out at his house in LA, and he walked in, saw a friend of ours, not even us, like of course he remembers us, but he sees a friend of ours and he's just like, Greg, right? And it was just like, that's
random
wild
shit.
Yeah, like he has a crazy
memory.
One night at the show I was like, I went out because they do this thing when they're going to, Wiz did it too. But they would go in the crowd and get a little bit more personal, and it'd be like a kind of a stage that they like the soundboards and shit that's in the middle of like the what's the venues? Atrium? Like
yep.
Yeah. So they would
those amphitheaters, yeah.
I'm talking about Atrium. I'm talking about shopping and shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
But we got
that's all
you,
I think about is clothes, man. I'm talking about Atrium. Damn, man. That's where I get like my Subies from and shit. But like fucking amphitheater or something. Yeah. On the fucking, they would go out there and stand like in front of the soundboard, and they would put the lights all on them, and it's like in the middle of the crowd. And one night I was like out there, and I'm like, it's nighttime, black as shit, and like they see me, they're like, oh, there go our buddy, and like people are all like, ah. And I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, but yeah, they're cool as hell though. Shout
yeah.
out to Fall Out Boys and Wiz. It was crazy, man.
How was riding the buses?
It was actually easier than what I thought. The only thing I didn't like is taking showers at venues. I don't like that, but being on a bus, it makes time go by fast. Like you think it's gonna be long, but you gotta understand that's your living area.
Right.
So you're living. Like you gotta accustom to it, and it's cool.
How was sleeping in like the coffin sort of bed situation?
I would sleep in the front. Yeah, they were mad at me all the time. I didn't really want to sleep in that.
You slept in the front.
Yeah, and they'd be mad at me, and I don't pay them no mind. Like none of them can beat me in a fight. Only one, only Tune. Tune is the only one, and he was there. And Tune's very strong, and all different types. Man, he's crazy.
And what are you doing? Okay, so you show up to a venue.
Yes.
What do you do between like the time you get there and the time that you go
you
on?
Just chill. You know, you park up, you chill, smoke, you get off the bus, talk to all the other people there. You know, you become cool with the crew members and stuff. You meet different people. You play basketball.
Yeah,
just regular living, just regular stuff.
Is anybody nice on the court besides you?
Wiz only beat. All right, I crossed. Wiz got mad, And I'll say I crossed Wiz over and laid him up in front of his whole squad.
Wow.
And he got mad and he played me and he beat me, but it's only because he's tall as shit. Yeah, like he wouldn't shoot it. He would lay it up. He would shoot, like, for every time he lay it up, he'll shoot it once.
But can he jump? Wiz can't jump.
Wiz can jump.
Oh, right. He has to, like, do, like, a live show, that whole thing.
Yeah. Wiz can jump. He jump high as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can jump.
I said, and I didn't mean it. I was like, oh. Yeah. But I thought that, like, we had that in common.
But if Wiz was a little bit smaller, a little bit shorter, I crossed him, though. I don't care.
Did anybody catch it on Instagram?
No, but you can ask his whole team. His bodyguards,
we'll
ask him.
We'll ask Will. We'll ask
everybody.
Whoever.
Yeah,
everybody knows.
Will was there.
All right.
Will was there. But Wiz did. I would say Wiz did win. Lake right here crossed over DJ Drama. He almost fell on his face.
Yo,
his toes were in the ground.
Like, DJ Drama is so mad that he came over here.
Yo.
Can we just say once again that DJ Drama is a legend? And like,
he had that nigga on his tippy toes.
I'm coming back to my Instagram.
Yo. This is all because you rejected us at the Atlantic party.
Yeah, we ran into DJ Drama at... Do you know who Giovanni is?
I don't know people.
Okay, he's a... You will. He's a young singer, and he's a label mate on Atlantic.
He is?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's also 14.
Yeah. He's a young kid.
Yeah.
Brooklyn.
He's good.
Yeah. He's a good singer.
Cool.
Dance the whole thing. So he did a showcase, and Jeff and I, like, we're at Atlantic a lot. We have a lot of friends over there, and so they like grab everybody and like corral them downstairs, and all of a sudden
there was free food.
Yeah. There was free food.
What kind?
It was
soul food. Yeah,
Junior's
I got
cheesecake.
I had a cheesecake. I was the only one eating the cheesecake, and I'm like trying to appreciate what this kid is doing.
What is it called?
It was Junior's.
It's called Junior's cheesecake.
Yeah, it's really
Why
famous.
Why are you eating a cheesecake?
Come on,
that's dumb. Why would you eat the title? Like, nobody's gonna want the cheesecake. It's called Junior's cheesecake.
You haven't even. I don't even know how to respond to this.
I don't want it. I don't want this.
Wait,
shit.
You would go to Junior's cheesecake and get like the fries?
Yes. You know me like a book.
This is fair because there's a spot out in L.A. called House of Pies.
Mm-hmm.
They got dope pies.
But they
also have hamburgers. Like, why would you go there for the hamburger?
I feel like you're just being, like, unpredictable for unpredictable sake.
No, like, it's a place in L.A. Like, it's like a little place in L.A. called Sal's.
Mm-hmm.
They, like...
You don't get the salad?
I don't get the pizza.
Well...
The pizza is, like, lit. Like, that's what it is. And Eve, like, my friends is out there told me. But I get, like...
That's 100% different than what we're talking about.
Sal's pizza. You see, Smalls said Sal's pizza. It does. And I get the cornflake French toast.
Yo, see how we just crossed you up right there?
Yeah, oh, shit. Cheap. I just fell over.
Don't fall on your face.
So we were at Atlantic, right? And we're like, all of a sudden, we're part of this. Like, everyone from Atlantic's there, plus, like, the two of us just, like, sort of, you know, taking in the performance and the food or whatever. And then we saw Drama, and we're like, oh, good, a friend. And so we walk over, and we're like, yo... We need you on the podcast. And he's like, not now. I'm flying out tomorrow, but I will be back. So we're holding you to that.
Absolutely.
Oh, I thought he just was like, fuck no.
No, no, no.
He was like, who the fuck?
So I thought, like, fuck no, I'm about to say.
He's like, I'm just here to support Giovanni right now.
Oh, where? He's I want to hear him. Never
See,
heard him.
Got that cosign right there.
Yeah. No, Drama made fun of our jeans that day. It's fucked up.
He made fun of y'all jeans?
Biggest shit you said, yes.
Yeah, biggest.
Gangsta grill.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. So, Deadspin, last year, put together a list of all the best Gangsta Grills mixtapes. There's, like, 166 of them.
Right.
We ended up at 64 or something.
Yeah. So, like, shout out to Deadspin, sports website.
That said that we were, like, better than most.
But, by the way, just for the record.
That wasn't a bad slot.
Oh, no. Are you kidding?
Are you kidding?
Yeah,
this is wonderful.
As long as I'm not, like, 166, I'm great.
I do want to say.
I was like, we did a Gangsta Grills? I thought that we just did. Our thing was called Urbane Outfitters.
We did a sketch years ago and where G-Unit hosted the Gangsta Grills, and we did a whole video saying, well, if G-Unit can host, why can't we? And like, we were like a year in or whatever. And somehow Drama saw it, maybe on one of the blogs or whatever, and he emailed us and signed it Mr. Thanksgiving. And we were like, well.
And also Barack Drama.
We were like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Hey guys, we just want to take a second to remind you that this is the 39.
I don't know. We've done a lot of episodes.
We just want to take a second to remind you that you should listen to our other episodes, including this one with ASAP Ferg when he talks about being in the studio with Timbaland and Missy Elliott.
Because I was actually in Virginia working. Missy's cousin called my boy, Courtney, and he was like, Ferg is out there with y'all. Timbaland wants him to come to the studio. and I was only a few minutes out, and I was about to get on the, I was about to get on the plane like in a, another 2 hours or something like that. So you know, I just went over there, and Missy happened to be over there as well. Man. And that was actually their first time like linking up in years. Like, this is when she did the big Super Bowl performance with Katy Perry. So they was just basically catching up and like vibing, filling each other vibes out, because they ain't see each other like in 2 years.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn, I shouldn't even be here right now. Like,
like a third wheel.
But like telling them, I was like, come through. So I came through, and you know, they was just loving my energy, and I played them like basically the whole album. And they just like, I'm gonna play one song, and they like, yo, play everything.
Wow.
So I played everything.
Was that the first time you met either of them?
Yeah.
I mean, that's gotta be incredible, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. And then another crazy thing is, I'm talking to Timbaland, so I'm like, yo, how did you find out about my music, or like what made you like start listening to my stuff? Because he was telling me how I went off on Big Sean and Meek record and everything.
Yeah.
And he started talking about Shaba. He was like, yo, I love Shaba. And you know who put me on Shaba? He was like, Hov. I'm like, word? He was like, yeah, Jay-Z put me on your music. We just sitting in the studio one day. He was just like, yo, what you think about this kid Ferg? And they just start looking at all my videos online. I'm like, this is how things happen.
And now, back to A Waste of Time with Lil Uzi Vert.
But anyway, okay, so Boys of Summer Tour.
Favorite city?
Toronto.
Why?
They had an amusement park behind the mall.
And what else?
I missed my show.
What? How'd that go down?
I was in the mall and they left me.
You were in the atrium?
Not an atrium in Toronto.
They left you?
They left me. They like told me I had time to go to the mall.
So liars.
I go to the mall, and I think I was at like Cash Exchange or some shit, because I went there with like hundreds and all that. And they like, one store took it, but then I went to like, I think I went to, What is it? It's like,
Sal's Pizzeria.
No, it's like PacSun or something. But I went there real quick because they had like.
You are really such a Marilyn Manson fan.
Like,
I know.
They had like a Thrasher shirt that PacSun and over here wouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh snap!
They got like local PacSun stuff.
They had, I mean, no, but like every PacSun I've ever been to didn't have I really don't see Thrasher in there. The clothing line, Thrasher, like this, I brought it, and I think I paid $100, and the guy gave me back like $300.
But
yeah,
they left without you.
Yeah,
how'd you figure that out? You walked outside.
Because I didn't see the bus. Our hotel was right across from the mall, and I didn't see the bus. I'm like, hold on, and my phone was dead. And I went up to my room and charged and called them, and they're like, yeah, we're here. So I didn't perform. I didn't care though.
What'd you do? You walked over.
No, I chilled.
Stopping at the food court, and you're like, I'm good.
I was in my, yeah.
So,
Toronto.
Did you charge your phone anywhere? Did you go to the Apple store or something?
Nah, I went back to my hotel room, and I charged my phone. I just was chilling until it was time to go to the after party.
Yo, did you make it there on time, though?
Yes, I performed with Wiz Khalifa at the after party.
That's dope.
Yeah, it was cool.
Is Wiz Khalifa going to be on some of your records on this Steve Aoki project?
I don't know. Maybe if I send something to him.
Okay.
Yeah, if I send it to him.
Yeah,
I think that's on you.
I mean, that'd be cool.
Do you stay at Wiz's spot when you're out in LA?
He always tell me to, but I never. I be doing so much, like low key. Like I'll be like, all right, I'm coming, and I really do want to come, but I'll probably be with my girlfriend or something.
And she lives out there.
She's right here.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, she lives out here. She lives out here.
Where? Oh, okay.
But she's from there.
You're from LA.
Yeah.
But you stay out here. How you doing with this cold?
but I don't know. I'll get to it.
To stay at the spot?
Yeah, he like has a flexi house too. It's like crazy.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
That's dope. Mm-hmm. How did you get Zans across the border?
DJ allegedly.
You gotta get booked.
What?
I'm playing. I had the Zans.
Yo, drama's got big.
Yeah, drama's got shoulder problems.
In his big pants.
He has shoulder problems. Yeah.
All that old shit's over with.
Drama, is it like this all the time when you roll with these guys? They're just like, just cracking on you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what family does, though.
That's true. That is true.
When you have a son, you know?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Wiz knows about that. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't either.
Yeah. Drama just sunned you.
I could have had a son.
You could have had a son?
Yeah. She swallowed it, though.
Oh.
Some girl swallowed it.
I feel like I'm talking to who's the guy that does D's Nuts? Welvin.
What was the story we heard about him?
Welvin the Mediocre. That's what you are.
I think. I was on World Star one time. They tried to say my man had a rape case. I ain't believe that.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that.
I'm sure
cool.
Everything's consensual with him.
That wasn't cool. Yeah, yo. Yeah, he the one consensual. Yeah, I like Welvin, man. Try to do that to my man.
Yo, we heard he showed up to a video shoot. Him. Which video shoot was it? Like a strange one, like a Charlie Puth one or something, right?
What? Oh, yeah. That Welvin did. Yeah, yeah.
Is that the truth? Oh, he knows.
Oh yeah, Welvin showed up, but like
that's his cousin.
Which one?
Welvin.
Oh, okay. We heard that he shows up and just does his... just does his...
He's talking about, okay, he's going to laugh. He's like, oh, okay.
He just, but he showed up and just... He did his bit. Like, he was just there to, like, you know, jump in and do, like, you know...
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and then he rolled. It was just like, all right, cool.
Yeah,
I'm not even
thank
here for,
you.
Like, a cameo or something like that.
It's almost like a magician showing up.
Yeah. But he just came here, like, who ain't got no bitches, and then...
Yeah.
We out here.
Yeah, he does the tricks.
I know, Welvin's a real one, though. He'll fight the shit out you. He'll fight you. Don't fucking play with Welvin.
Yo, what's it about Jeff that he'll fight you?
Yeah,
like, fight you. Ain't no bitch.
I feel like Welvin and I would get along fine.
Yeah, he gonna tell you, though, stop playing with me. He'll tell you that.
No, he would tell me the jokes.
Yeah, you just say, like, no, I don't know, and he'd be like, he's nuts.
That it's real, though. Like, it's like he's not playing. Like, he's serious, though.
Yeah, no, that's why it's terrifying.
Yeah, 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 like, he ain't playing with you. Like, when he say you ain't gonna... He got bitches. He does have bitches.
I saw an interview with him and Fat Jew, and it was very uncomfortable.
Oh, on Hot 97.
Yeah.
He did an interview with Fat Jew?
Yeah.
They were both guests on on Hot 97's morning show. Yeah,
you know Fat Jew used to be a rapper?
You knew that, Drum?
Fat Jew.
He don't even know who Fat Jew is.
The Instagram guy.
Fat Jewish?
Fat Jewish. Different one.
Yeah. He used to be a rapper.
Yeah.
But he be stealing everybody's jokes?
Yep.
Oh, he
does?
Yeah.
He
still y'all's?
A different thing. I took a picture of... We were walking by this building, and it had a giant picture
a painting
of Hillary Clinton topless. And I took a picture of it, and I was like, holy shit, like, this is, like, East 50th Street is, like, nuts. And then he put it up and acted like he had put it up.
Yeah.
Why you ain't fighting?
Why didn't I fight Fat Jew? I feel like our community is so small. It would just be such a bad look.
Are you serious?
If Jews...
You heard him? Yeah, Jews, you heard him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Drama's
a hungry motherfucker. Are these fair to eat?
Yo,
axe is like,
yo, Drama is a legend.
I know,
once again.
Are these fair?
Yo, I thought it was gonna be like, I thought it was gonna be like, Drama's hungry, and then someone was gonna be like, yo, Drama's thirsty. Like,
wow, Eric's joining in now.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Next year it'll be like that for me, though. I'm just chilling right now. But
yeah.
Next year I'm gonna get real bougie.
Real bougie?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna start wearing weird pants.
I already do.
Where do you get your pants from?
Atrium.
Sometimes I get all types of pants, like open and
like two-legged pants, one-legged pants.
Right, yeah, jump around in like a potato sack. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think I'm.
That's the
move. Potato sack would be like a dope.
Listen, you heard it on A Waste of Time with this 3L first. Do you remember like a couple years ago, Cameron like launched a cape line?
Yes, of course I do.
Yeah,
and he was actually walking down the run like
for real
had shows and had celebrity guests and Juju was in it. I saw
the whole thing. Yeah,
yeah. So what are you going to bring into fashion?
That's what I'm saying.
I can't tell you because if I say it, somebody else is going
to
do it.
Or if you say it, you put it out into like the atmosphere
and
it comes to life.
Yeah, and I'm not doing that.
All right,
because if it comes to life, I put it out in the atmosphere.
Have you had ideas stolen when you told people? Yeah,
all the time.
That sucks.
That's okay.
Just what? It's not okay.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you're just saying because like the well is like deep and you have lots
of
ideas.
It's not really that hard to come up with something else. It's really not that hard. Like, I hope that wasn't where you were going to stop at. You feel me? Like, it's not that hard.
We had a song called College Tuition.
Yes.
Where it was that
we go to the strip club, we give all our money to the girls,
so they can go
to
college.
And therefore,
sounds like Juicy J.
Therefore,
so that we
cannot. So we sent it to him.
We asked him to be on it, and then
his song comes out.
Yeah.
And we were at the label for a listening, and the song comes on. And we're just like, because we never heard back from them, right? And we're like,
you know, he really did a contest.
Yeah,
I remember that.
No.
I remember driving in Philly and it coming on the radio, like. Juicy J giving away such and such for like the best twerker or something like that. Like it was like girls like twerking.
Yeah.
I thought it was genius. I'm like, oh snap.
Turns out it is genius because it's our idea.
Damn. So seems like, did it hurt y'all guys? Like, did it hurt you?
We haven't done anything since.
hurt my feelings.
Yeah, no, no,
have
it's fine.
Have you talked to him about it?
No.
Not yet.
Yeah, we're going to go see Juicy J.
It's super over with now.
Yeah, no, I don't think that we actually care.
Now, it's petty as shit.
But we did have that talk between the two of us. We're just like, yo, this isn't the last good idea we're going to come up with. Duh. Like, yeah. So let him have
it. Oh, yeah, that shit really made y'all mad. Yo. I hear it.
Are you notice that Juicy J hasn't been on the podcast. Believe me, Juicy J, if you want to be on the podcast, like, we will not bring this up. I don't even.
Do you consider yourself more Atlanta now?
No.
You're still Philly.
Duh. No.
Yeah, but like, are you Francisville or like Fairmount now?
Francisville, always.
Okay.
Until like I die.
And then?
I'll be dead. Oh, okay. Still from Francisville.
Did you see Creed?
I did not see Creed.
Really?
I don't really. I'm going to come clean, y'all. I don't really like movies like that. I watch them. But they okay. And plus, my girl like Michael B. Jordan. I don't like him.
Wow.
I don't fuck with him. Straight up. I don't fuck with him. I used to like him, though.
I really used to.
You know what's fucked up? I really used to like him because I got a friend that looked like him and we used to be like making fun of him. But I don't fuck with that nigga. Like, fuck that nigga. Yeah. Honestly.
You know, if you never brought it up, you would never have this issue now.
Yeah, you could have gone to see Creed.
Yeah, with a nice date. Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. Damn. So what movies do you watch on the bus? Or are you just on that Cartoon Network?
Cartoon Network.
Do you have the Cartoon Network app?
You hear him back there? Ghetto movies. Yeah, I do. I mean, I had no choice but to watch all that. And of course, that's my favorite movies is like, you know, South Central and shit like that. But I like Forrest Gump, too, just as much as I like that. Like, I can watch that over and over.
Can you do a good Forrest Gump impression?
No. Can you?
I can do a decent one.
Let me hear.
Never
mind.
Oh, wow. All right. Wow.
Yes, bummer.
Jenny.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Not bad.
Yours sucked.
Okay.
By the way, one of my
this is exactly how my interaction with Juicy J would be. By the
that's
way,
that's right. One of my favorite Instagram moments that we did was I photoshopped Janae Aiko into a shot of Forrest Gump and Jenny sitting there and said like Janae,
yeah,
retweeted it.
She did,
yeah. So I was like, all right,
yeah. Cool. So Erickson,
we're dating, you know.
So yeah, I'm about to say that. Yeah. Where'd y'all go eat?
The grocery store. Yeah. Are you a Wawa guy?
Yeah, I get the tropical smoothies from Wawa, and I get the chicken quesadilla with banana peppers in it.
Why do people love Wawa so much?
Because Wawa's good and it's clutch.
Oh, yo, hold on, wait.
Yeah, no, I'm happily
real quick. Fuck drama and canon. Why do people love Wawa?
Yo, Wawa is the deal. Like, first of all, it's 24 hours.
What?
And the sandwiches
incredible.
And now that they got the new shit like where you can like just
fuck Michael B. Jordan.
Yo, I remember one time even before this was like early Meek when he first got on. I tweeted like I'm at Wawa. He retweeted me like yes, Wawa.
Wawa is classic. The iced tea, the Arctic Splash, the lemonade.
Yo, real quick,
the honey buns.
You guys have been in Atlanta for so long. Do you consider yourselves Atlanta or Philly?
Philly. I'm from Philly. Yo. Look at my beard.
Yo, what if it comes down to the Phillies and the Braves coming down for like
Phillies.
That's easy.
Phillies.
Not even a question.
Not a question.
When it comes to sports, like that's easy.
I'm not gonna lie to y'all.
Except the Sixers. I hate the fucking Sixers.
I like the Sixers.
I'm a Lakers fan.
What?
Lakers.
Where did that come from?
It came from when
fuck with the Lakers.
I hate the fucking Sixers, man. Yeah. They traded Charles Barkley. Yeah, and I never liked.
But I fuck with Kobe
for Sean Bradley.
Yeah.
Did you root for the Suns in 93?
I did. And the Rockets.
Wow.
Yep. I was a Charles Barkley fan. That was my favorite player.
Have you met Charles Barkley?
Yeah, we met him. He was drunk one time, falling out the door.
When I was younger, I just thought the Lakers were evil. Like, when I was younger, I thought it was just the evil team. Like, when I was younger, I'm like, when they would win, I would be about to cry. Like, I hate them. Like, I thought they was evil. I thought they were evil.
Wow.
I thought they were evil when I was younger. I thought the Patriots were evil. I thought the Cowboys were evil.
Well, I mean, they are. You're just saying like all the winning teams, like the Yankees.
No, the Yankees were always cool to me.
What? They're the ones that are called the evil empire.
They're cool though. Well, I'm evil now. Like at first I wasn't evil, but I'm evil now. So of course,
evil Uzi.
Yes. You see, the other Uzi's good.
The other one's a good Uzi. Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's all about ASAP, positive vibes.
Evil, yeah. Little Uzi Vert.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So it's ASAP. It's evil ASAP Uzi.
Okay. I sort of want your name to just keep going, so it becomes like so it becomes like a Fiona Apple like poem where it's just like a thousand words.
Oh, so y'all on Zans?
Yes,
we're on Zans right now.
My my limbs are so relaxed.
Yo,
my
drama brought the Zans. We're all good.
Whole backpack full. I have shoulder problems.
No, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I hate everybody. Low key. It's my style.
For real?
It's my style.
Yo,
I'm a rock star. Rock stars are not posed alike, people.
Wait, who do you like besides Marilyn Manson?
Gigi Allen. What the fuck? Do you know Gigi Allen?
Gigi Allen? I know a girl named Gigi.
No, Gigi Allen.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Of course.
A-L-L-I-N.
Yes, yep.
Yes. Paramore, of course, because I was like, the reason Paramore, because around when Paramore was like really the shit, that was like the time of me really understanding music. I was like old enough to really like.
So are you like a My Chemical Romance, definitely,
like Black Parade and shit? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you ever paint your fingernails like black?
I always wanted to so bad.
No one's stopping you. 2016 is the year of you.
Myself stopped me though.
Year of you.
Yeah.
Myself stopped me. I'm not going to lie. I always wanted to though, but it's like, I know myself and I do a bunch of stuff and without no care, but I just know
that that's the one step that's that you can't take.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. But I mean maybe in a video or something, but like every
or
day.
Just like one thing. That's actually cool. Really emo.
That's cool, yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty emo. This are is the you... most I talk. I don't want to do this, but I'm doing it.
Yo, well thank you.
I like you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I came here like I'm not talking to these fuck niggas, but I like you.
And guess what?
Yeah, straight up.
Congratulations on everything so far.
Yeah.
But congratulations on what you're about to do.
What's that? Paint your fingernails.
Tell me the future.
You're gonna stay over at Casa de Wiz. You're gonna
make a movie with Michael B. Jordan.
See, I don't know about
I don't know about making a movie.
Maybe a documentary.
I mean, like, maybe you could like meet him.
Maybe a documentary.
Squash this beef. Well,
You should do like, it should be like a HBO 24/7.
Yeah.
Between the two of you guys, like show you training separately, and then you guys finally meet. That'd be tough.
I'm both.
That's sort of the plot to Creed. I feel like
he's pretty in shape. I'm not gonna lie.
Pretty in shape. He just did a boxing movie.
Yeah. I'm gonna stab the shit out of him. I'm not fighting him. He's strong as shit.
Are boxers good at defending themselves against knives?
Fuck no. No. And he's an actor.
Yeah.
Oh, see.
See, it's about the real.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. The
Adrian
real.
Bailon.
All right. I'm Eric.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Michael B. Jordan.
Oh shit. So you're an actor. The whole thing was improv.
Thanks everyone for listening to Waste of Time with It's The Real. If you want to check our archives, soundcloud.com/waste of time. Go on iTunes, rate, review, comment, subscribe. Tell a friend. Jeff, you want to tell a friend?
I do.
Which friend do you want to tell?
I don't know. Who do you want to tell?
I want to tell Stephen Barnett.
We could tell Stephen Barnett.
Can we tell Jordan Mulaski?
We could tell Jordan Mulaski.
What if we tell Sam Berger?
That name sort of sounds made up, to be honest.
No. Sam Berger's a real person.
How do you know?
I text with him. Sam Berger, listen to our podcast. Anyway, yeah. Jeff, you want to do this again next week?
Sure.
All right. Well, it's a deal. Great. Bye.